Subhate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life. Text 3 and 4. Which one is on the board now? 3. Okay. Shunvan Bhagavato Bhiksnam Avatara Katamritam Shridhano Yatakalam Upashanta Janavrata Shrinvan Bhagavato Bhiksnam Avatara Katamritam Shridhano Yatakalam Upashanta Janavrata Shunvan Bhagavato Bhiksnam Avatara Katamritam Shridhano Yatakalam Upashanta Janavrata Shunvan Bhagavato Bhiksnam Avatara Katamritam Shridhano Yatakalam Upashanta Janavrata. Ladies. Shinvan, hearing, Bhagavata, of the Lord, Abhiksnam, always, Avatara, of the incarnations, Katha, narrations, Amritam, the nectar, Shuddhana, being very faithful in hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yatakalam, according to time. Generally, a grihastha can find time. In the evening, or in the afternoon. Upashanta, completely relieved of material activities. Jana, by persons. Avrita, being surrounded. Satsangat, from such good association. Sanakai, gradually. Sangam, association. Atma, in the body. Jaya, wife. Atmaja adashu, as well as in children. Vimunchet, one should get free from the attachments for such association. Muchimaneshu, being served from him. Svayam, personally. Svapnavat, like a dream. Utita, awakened. So I'll read that second verse there. Satsangat chanakai sangam atma jayat majadashu vimuchin muchyamaneshu swayam svapna avodushtai. Here's a translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. A grihastha must associate again and again with saintly persons, and with great respect he must hear the nectar of the activities of the Supreme Lord and His incarnations as these activities are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. Thus one should gradually become detached from affection for his wife and children, exactly like a man awakening from a dream. Purport. It's a little lengthy, so try to listen. It's a nice one. The Krishna consciousness movement has been established to give grihasthas all over the world an opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita specifically. The process, as described in many ways, is one of hearing and chanting. Srimbatam svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana. Everyone, especially the grihasthas, who are mudhadi, ignorant about the goal of life, should be given opportunities to hear about Krishna. Simply by hearing, by attending lectures in the different centers of the Krishna consciousness movement, or in topics of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are discussed, they will be purified of their sinful inclination for constant indulgence in illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, which have all become prominent in modern days. Thus they can be raised to the status of light. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Simply by joining the kirtan, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And by hearing about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, one must be purified, especially if he also takes prasad. This is all going on in the Krishna consciousness movement. Another specific description here is Srinvan Bhagavato Bhiksnam Avatara Katamritam. It is not that because one has once finished Bhagavad Gita, he should not hear it again. The word Abhiksnam is very important. We should hear again and again. There is no question of stopping. Even if one has read these topics many times, he should go on reading again and again. Because Bhagavad Gita, the words spoken by Krishna and spoken by Krishna's devotees about Krishna, are amritam, nectar. The more one drinks this amritam, the more he advances in his eternal life. The human form of life is meant for liberation, but unfortunately, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, every day the grihasthas are working hard like asses. Early in the morning, they rise and travel even 100 miles away to earn bread. Especially in the Western countries, I have seen that people awaken at 5 o'clock, to go to the offices and factories to earn their livelihood. People in Calcutta and Bombay also do this every day. They work very hard in the office or factory, and again they spend 3 or 4 hours in transportation returning home. Then they retire at 10 o'clock, then again rise early in the morning to go to their offices and factories. This kind of hard labor is described in the Shastras as the life of pigs and stool eaters. Nayang deho dehabhajam naloke kustam kaman arhate vupajanye. Of all living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for the dogs and hogs that eat stool. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.1. One must find some time for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. This is Vedic culture. One should work 8 hours at the most to earn his livelihood, and either in the afternoon or in the evening, a householder should associate with devotees to hear about the incarnations of Krishna and his activities, and thus be gradually liberated from the clutches of Maya. However, instead of finding time to hear about Krishna, the householders, after working hard in offices and factories, find time to go to the restaurant or a club where, instead of hearing about Krishna and his activities, they are very much pleased to hear about the political activities of demons and non-devotees and to enjoy sex, wine, women, and meat, and in this way waste their time. This is not grihastha life, but demoniac life. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, with its centers all over the world, gives such fallen and condemned persons an opportunity to hear about Krishna. In a dream, we form a society of friendship and love, and when we awaken, we see that it has all ceased to exist. Similarly, one's gross society, family, and love are also a dream, and this dream will be over as soon as one dies. Therefore, whether one is dreaming in a subtle way or a gross way, these dreams are all false and temporary. One's real business is to understand that one is soul, aham brahmasmi, and that his activities should therefore be different. Then one can be happy. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochiti Nakanksati Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards all living entities. In that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. Bhagavad Gita 18.54. One who is engaged in devotional service can very easily be liberated from the dream of materialistic life. Om Ajnanata Manandasya Giranjana Salakaya Chakshrim Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mukham Kroti Vachala Punganlong Hayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Vanchikapati Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavaneva Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The first sentence here, Srila Prabhupada says that this Krishna consciousness movement has been established to give grihasthas all over the world an opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita specifically. So this is the purpose of Srila Prabhupada's coming to the West, is to give people an opportunity to hear about Krishna. And the reason is that these topics about Krishna are, as it's stated here, very nectarian, very nice. The glories of Krishna, just like now we're having this month of Damodar. It's so wonderful. Yeah. Krishna. He plays this role of a child, innocent child, taking punishment from his mother who doesn't understand that he's God. So it's wonderful, wonderful pastime. So many wonderful pastimes about Krishna that practically nobody knows about. So we want people to hear about Krishna. A devotee is not satisfied with his own hearing and chanting about the glories of Krishna, but wants others to also hear. And they'll also appreciate. Just like we didn't know about Krishna. And then we heard about Krishna and thought, oh, this is so nice. So this is a preaching mission. We want everybody to hear about Krishna. Of course, not everybody can. A lot of people don't want to hear about Krishna. But some do. There's a statement in the Bhagavatam. Tapyante lukatapena sarva prayasojana. That it's very common amongst devotees of the Lord to undergo austerities to help others also hear about Krishna. And this is considered to be the highest level of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To go out and give people an opportunity to hear about Krishna is the highest way that we can worship Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. Because there's a lot of people that don't come to the temple here. Right? There's about 10 million people in L.A. here, and not many come. Very few. So therefore, we go out. We give Krishna to them. We bring the deity. The book is also a deity. So we bring the deity to them. And they appreciate. Many of them are appreciating. I've had some pretty amazing experiences in the last couple weeks on book distribution. Last week I was at UC Riverside. And one student came and said, is that Bhagavad Gita by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness? I said, yes, it is. And she rose her hands. She said, thank you, God. I'm like, oh, okay, got a pious soul here. So I showed her the book and she gave a nice donation. And then she looked down at me and I had my table there, and she said, and thank you for bringing these books out here. I've wanted a Bhagavad Gita by this society for a long time. I've read others, but I've heard that this is the best. So, Srila Prabhupada ki. So then she walked off, and she came back 10 minutes later with tears in her eyes. And she said, I have to thank you so much. I have to give you a hug. She was so happy. I couldn't say, yeah, I'm a brahmacharya. You know, you can't really do that. So she gave me a light hug and she took her Bhagavad Gita. She must have been reading it. She was so happy when she came back. So people are appreciating these books. And then just a few days ago, I was at Moore Park College. And the student came and said she was also getting involved in spiritual life. And George Harrison was her favorite musician. And he glorified Bhagavad Gita. So she was very happy to get the Bhagavad Gita. And she said, I've been looking for God for a long time. So I said, well, just see, now God has come to you. And she also got teary-eyed. She started crying. So people are appreciating. Just a few minutes after that, a student came by and he saw the Bhagavad Gita on my table. He said, that book changed my life. And I said, well, how did it change your life? It changed my life in every way. It's such a great book. Yeah. So people are appreciating. We just have to go out. We just have to go out and give people this opportunity to hear about Krishna. And then the day after that, a Muslim came to my table. Afghanistan. And this, I couldn't believe. he said, oh yeah, I've heard of the Bhagavad Gita. I do some meditation. I said, oh, what kind of meditation do you do? He said, oh, I chant the Gayatri Mantra. I said, you chant the Gayatri Mantra? He started chanting the Gayatri Mantra to me. I mean, even devotees in ISKCON don't know the Gayatri Mantra unless you're a Brahmin initiated. So I was pretty shocked with that one. So he got a Bhagavad Gita also. And he knew many verses, actually. So there's many people that are searching for Krishna. So we've inherited this mission to go out and give Krishna to others. And it's very pleasing to Krishna, this activity of book distribution. Madaram, madaram. What is it? Madaram, madaram. Vaparashya vibhor. Madaram, madaram, varanam, madaram. Madhuganya mrdu smitam etad aho. Madaram, 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 madaram. That the, it's a very nice verse by Bilva Mangala Thakur. He says the body of Krishna is very sweet, very beautiful. But still more beautiful, more sweet than that is his face. And even sweeter still is his smile, which is fragrant like honey. Srila Prabhupada said that if you go out and you distribute books, you'll receive the favorable glance of Krishna along with his smile. So it's a very quick way to please Krishna. And today is Sankirtan Saturday. Yeah? So it's an appropriate day to go out. And of course, every day is an appropriate day to glorify Krishna, to give people an opportunity to hear about Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted everybody to hear about Krishna. He says, Naivod Vijay Paradiratjaya Vaitranyas Tvadhirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachita. He says, I have no problem, no difficulty. I'm good. Because wherever I go, I'm hearing your glories, I'm hearing your pastimes. So how can there be a problem for me? But there is one thing. I am concerned about all the unfortunate souls that haven't heard about your glories. I am concerned about them out of love. So this is a devotee. No problem. No anxiety. What's our problem? Plenty of prasadam. Nice prasadam here. New Dwarka Mandir. Yeah. No anxiety. Maybe a little bit here and there. But there's a lot of anxiety in the material world. Therefore, this material world, it's called Kunta. It's a place that's filled with so much anxiety. This temple here, it's like a little oasis in Los Angeles. Yeah, where people can come and feel this atmosphere, this spiritual, Krishna conscious atmosphere. So we want others to also hear and come and feel this transcendental atmosphere of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, he was so amazing. He was so bold in his service to Krishna, coming to the West in obedience to the order of his spiritual master. And the result of his of this bold obedience is that he got such an amazing result. So this is a disciple. Disciple means discipline. Right? So a real disciple, he obeys. He's obedient to his spiritual master. And Krishna, he orders. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ata eva ami agya dulun sabhakare. Yahan tahan premafo nyaritare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, I order everyone to accept this Krishna consciousness and distribute it. Where? Everywhere. To who? To everyone. So this is the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To accept it and distribute it. Not just to the Korma Brahmana and to Lord Nityananda. You know, Lord Nityananda was ordered by Lord Chaitanya, him and Haridas Thakur, to go out and preach. And he was ordered. He ordered the Korma Brahmana. Instruct everyone of the teachings of Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, you become a spiritual master and liberate everyone in the land. But here in this verse, he's ordering everybody to distribute this. And Prabhupada said he wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution. So, sometimes our mind will fight with us. Wow, it's not my nature to go out and approach people. You know, that was my service in the past. Now I'm doing other services now. But I remember hearing how when Prabhupada was here, there was it once a week everybody would go out, right? The BBT would go out, the cooks would go out, everybody would go out on book distribution. Because this is why Prabhupada came, to give this knowledge to the people who are in so much need. People are hungry. They're hungry for nectar. But they don't know where it is. They think they're going to find nectar in these garbage movies and nonsense television and all this, you know, discotheque and all kinds of nonsense in this material world. But the nectar is here in this information that we have. Tabakatamritam taptajivanam kavarbi iditam kamasabham shravanamangalam shrimanatam bhuvigranantade bhuvidajana. That your words are nectar for those who are suffering the pangs of material existence. And who's not suffering? Sometimes they deny it. I was distributing books one time, explaining to the two students how this material world is a place of suffering. And these books explain how to get out of the suffering. And one of the students said, no, it's not. I'm not suffering. What do you mean it's a place of suffering? I'm not suffering. So I said, so you don't get headaches? Well, of course I get headaches. Well, that's suffering. Well, not that. That's not suffering. So, everybody is suffering. So these words are like nectar for the conditioned souls in this world. You have to get the nectar out. Prabhupada has poured this nectar all over the world. And now we're just distributing this nectar. And then what is the result of hearing this nectar? Kavibhi iditam kaumasapaham. They become free of their sinful reactions. Simply by hearing about Krishna, one becomes purified of sinful reactions. Shravana Mangalam Srimanatatam. It's so auspicious. Shravana Mangalam, it's the most auspicious thing to hear about Krishna. Because this is the key to getting out of the material world, to become attracted to Krishna, to hear His glories, to become attracted to Krishna. And then we can go back to the spiritual world. This is the key. Yeah. There's a door. What is it? Mahatsevam dvaram ahori muktis tamo dvaram yositam sangisangam mahantas te samachita apasanta vimanyava sadhava sadhava. That by serving the spiritual master, the pure devotee, one opens the door to the spiritual world. But by engaging in sinful activities, one opens the door to hell. And the way it is now, people are in that door. Maya has a sign on her door, open 24/7. And it seems like it's a stampede to go in. Everybody's rushing into this door, not knowing the result. They don't know the result of their sinful activities, so many sinful activities. So we're trying to stop them from going into that door. Wrong door. You don't want to go to that door. You want to go to this door here. Rukmini Dwarkadish Temple. Nice doors. We just got to somehow stop that noise when they slam. So we're giving them an opportunity to go the right direction. In this purport, Prabhupada, he mentions this, how people are acting like hogs and pigs. I listen to Prabhupada's lectures a lot, and I read Prabhupada's books a lot, and it's amazing how many times Prabhupada repeats this over and over again, hogs and pigs. I looked it up in the Veda base. Hog, hogs, pig, and pigs. You're not going to believe the number I came up with. 1977. The year Prabhupada departed. It's like, wow. So Prabhupada came here to help us get out of this pig life. Now here in America, we don't see pigs. But you go to India, you see them. Especially you go to Vrindavan. The pigs, they have their snout right into this black gutter. This is the most disgusting thing you'll ever see. And they're just like, they're feasting. They just love it. You know, this is pig life. You know, so similarly, the people in material life, they're absorbed in this filthy activity of sense gratification. Disgusting. You know, sinful activities. So they don't know, just like the pig, he doesn't know that it's disgusting. You try to give him some nice halava, and he'll turn his snout away, and he'll go right back into the gutter. So we try to give them something nice, and so few will accept this nice knowledge. Because they think that this sense gratification, it's so nice. It's not nice. So Prabhupada has come to turn the pigs, pig-like people and hog-like people, into devotees. And we were also like that, engaged in so many pig-like activities. And what are the pigs? They have no discrimination. They have sex with their mother or father or brother or sister. It's all just real, real open. Yeah. So disgusting. And now, I think Mukunda Maharaj, he told me that in America, 3 out of 10 fathers have some type of incest with their daughters. Yeah. Pigs. Yeah. So disgusting. So Prabhupada has come to help people become human beings. Now they're dvipara pashu, two-legged animals. So he's come to help us become human beings. and to help others become human beings. Otherwise, they're just wasting their life. Prabhupada said that for every moment that we're remembering Krishna, we're becoming alive again. And for every moment that we're forgetting Krishna, we're dying. Nehayat karma dharmaya naviragaya kalpate nityurtpada sevaya jivanapi matoisa. Srimad Bhagavatam. So if one's work does not bring one to dharma, if one's dharma does not bring one to renunciation, and if one's renunciation does not bring one to pure devotional service to the lotus feet of Tirthapad, lotus feet of Krishna, then one is considered to be dead, although breathing, although apparently alive. So people all over the world, they appear to be alive, but they're just like walking corpses. They're dead. So we're trying to help them become alive again. This is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada also, he mentions this interesting analogy here, that people are dreaming. There's the daydream and there's a night dream. Just like if you're sleeping, then you forget. You don't know who you are. Just everything's forgotten. I travel so much around the world. Many times I wake up in the morning and I got to stop. Now, where am I? Which country? Which city? Where am I? Just get my ball bearings, you know. So, Savas probably has that experience too. He does a lot of traveling. Shruti Kirti Prabhu. By the way, we would like to welcome very much Shruti Kirti Prabhu. He probably got more association, personal association, than anybody else on the planet. So hopefully we'll get a lot of his association, get some classes from him. He's going to be here a while, it looks like. So Prabhupada came to help us get out of this nightmare. Actually, this material life is a nightmare. It's not just a dream, it's a nightmare. And it's such a nightmare. People, they're suffering so much. And people commit suicide. About 40,000 people a year in this country commit suicide. Well, to speak of the whole planet. So much suffering. It's a nightmare. Taking drugs and alcohol. It's horrible. They don't know what to do with their life. No alternative. They try to forget all their misery. Taking drugs and alcohol. So this Krishna consciousness is a positive alternative to get out of their nightmare existence and bring them to the real life. And the real life is Krishna consciousness. This is the happiness that everyone is searching for, in Krishna consciousness. Another nice thing Prabhupada said, only Prabhupada could say this. He said, the more we try to love Krishna, the more we'll realize that Krishna loves us so much. God loves us. Krishna loves everyone. So therefore, Krishna comes in so many ways to help us go back to Him. He's our best friend. It's like all of us have had best friends somewhere in our life. So just multiply that, unlimited times. Krishna's such a good friend. Can't even conceive. It's like the cowherd boys, they couldn't tolerate not seeing Krishna for a moment. So attached to Krishna. The gopis, so much attachment, there's so much love. Can't imagine. So this is the love that everybody wants. This love between Krishna and the living entity. So we should try our very best to reawaken this love for Krishna and try to help others also. We're going to be going out today. What time? 10:30? You're all welcome. I think it shouldn't be a problem getting vehicles, and we're going to have a meeting. How does it work? Meeting? 10 o'clock at the Bhakti House? Yeah. So please come. It won't be too painful. It's not that hard. The worst thing that will happen is some people will say no. It's not that bad. And some people will say yes and take a book. Hey, how you go? Thank you very much. Any question or comment? Yes. The microphone is just now coming. Is it working? All right, I'll repeat your question. Oh, there it is. It's working. Over here.
I just wanted to say thank you, Vijay Prabhu.
Speak loudly.
I wanted to say thank you. This is a good reminder. I was, feeling pretty sick, but after hearing your class, even with the sickness, I feel like, wow, I should really go out, because it was calling to my mind, which I thought I would just share, just hopefully to enliven everyone also. One time when I went out, the hardest part for me is just going out, just like getting out there. But trying to put that to approach every single person, regardless of what they look like. And here's a classic example of this like super big macho guy, like leather jacket, super hardcore. And I approach him, and he's like, Mexican mafia type of guy. We were downtown. And, he gives me this really hard look, and I give him a book, and, I start talking to him. And in the middle of me talking to him, he just breaks down crying. And it just blew me away, like, oh my God. And then he just, like, started pouring his heart out, and how he felt so low, and he felt like God would never accept him for all of his bad activities, and it was just really amazing. And he was like, thank you so much for coming out here. He's like, so many people, they need this. They need to hear it. They need, some sort of affirmation that God cares about them. And so it was just really nice. And another one was a lady I met, and she hadn't heard so much about Bhagavad Gita or Krishna consciousness, but she had a lot of ideas, and she was trying to preach to her neighborhood and to the youth. And she said, I'll pay for as many books as you can bring. And she says, I want you to come speak to the youth because they won't listen to me. And so it's really enlivening every time I go out. The hardest part is going out, but the fact that there are so many people that are willing to take it, that's really nice. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, that's part of probably the hardest part of going out on book distribution, is just going out there, just defeating the mind, and just going out. So, anything else? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.